February 20, 1928, how one who must enclose a good in order to give it to creatures, must enclose the whole of that good within himself. This happened to the Virgin and to our Lord. What unity means. The privations of Jesus become longer, and I live only at the mercy of the divine fiat, which has constituted itself life of my little soul. It seems to me that my beloved Jesus, entrusting me to it, hides behind the veils of its light, only to spy and stand at attention to see whether I always follow his adorable will. Oh! God, what pain, to be within an immensity of light and being unable to find the way and move my steps to find the one whom I love, who formed me, and who has told me so many truths, which I feel within me like many divine lives palpitating that make me comprehend who the one is whom I want and do not find. Ah! Jesus! Jesus! Come back! How can you do this? You make me feel your heartbeat in my heart, and you hide? But while I was pouring myself out, I thought to myself, maybe Jesus does not find, either in me or in others, the dispositions to receive the life of more of his truths, and so as not to let these lives remain suspended, he keeps silent and he hides. But while I was thinking this, my highest good, Jesus, moved within my interior, in the act of moving his steps to come out of me, and he told me, poor little daughter of mine, you have become lost in the light and cannot find the one whom you search for with so much love. The light forms huge waves before you, and forms the barriers to finding me. But don't you know that I myself am the light, I myself am the life, the heartbeat that you feel? How could my will ever have its life in you, if your Jesus were not in you, giving the field to carry out the operating of my will in your soul? Therefore, calm yourself. Now, you must know that one who must be the bearer of a good must centralize within himself all the fullness of that good, otherwise the good would not find the way to go out. Now, since I must centralize in you the kingdom of my will, nothing of it must be missing, because its light disposes you to receive all the truths necessary to form its kingdom. And if the other creatures are not disposed to receive all the lives of the truths of the fiat, at the most I will not give you the capacity to manifest them, as happens many times, but to you, as the depository, nothing must be lacking. The same happened in the Queen of Heaven. Since she was to be the depository of the incarnate Word, who was to give me to the human generations, I centralized in her all the goods of the redeemed ones, and all that was needed in order to be able to receive the life of a God. Therefore, the heart of my mama possesses the sovereignty over all creatures and over each act and good which they can do, in such a way that, if they think in a saintly way, she is the channel of holy thoughts, and therefore has sovereignty over them. If they speak, if they operate, if they walk in a saintly way, the origin of all this descends from the Virgin, and therefore she has the right and sovereignty over words, steps and works. There's no good that is done which does not descend from her, because since she was the primary cause of the incarnation of the Word, it was right that she be the channel of all goods and have the rights of sovereignty over everything. The same happened also with me. Since I was to be the Redeemer of all, I was to contain within myself all the goods of redemption. I am the channel, the fount, the sea, from which come all the goods of the redeemed ones, and I possess by nature the right of sovereign over all the acts and goods that creatures do. Our reigning is not like the reigning of creatures, who dominate and reign over the external acts of them, and not even all of the external acts, but know nothing about the internal ones, nor do they have the right of sovereignty, because the life, the thought, the word of their subjects does not come from them. On the other hand, from me comes the life of all the internal and external operating of creatures. Therefore, creatures should be acts, such that the act of my celestial mother and mine hangs over each act that they do, and, as sovereigns, they form it, direct it and give it life. After this, I continued along my round in the divine will, And as I united myself to the unity which my first father Adam possessed before sinning, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, you have not comprehended well what unity means. Unity means centralization and origin of all the acts of creatures, past, present and future." So, before sinning, when he possessed our unity, Adam enclosed within his thoughts the unity of all the thoughts of creatures, the unity of all words, works and steps. Therefore, I would find in him, in my unity, the origin, the continuation and the end of all the acts of the human generations. In my unity, he enclosed everyone and possessed everything. So, my daughter, as you rise to that same unity which he left, you take his place. And placing yourself in the origin of everyone and of everything, you enclose within yourself the very acts of Adam, with the whole retinue of all the acts of creatures. To live in my will means, I am the origin of all, from me descends everything, just as everything descends from the divine fiat. So, I am the thought, the word, the work and the step of all. I take everything, and everything I bring to my Creator. It is understood that Adam was supposed to possess and enclose everyone, had he not withdrawn from our will and had he always lived in our unity. And if it were so, the human generations would all have lived in our will. So, one would have been the will, one a unity, one the echo of all, placing everything in common, so that each one would have enclosed everything within himself.